Hey guys, it's Justin, and welcome to another episode of Polar Opposites. So this is a podcast that joins pop culture, humor, and intriguing debate about topics that affect millennials. So while we're at it, we also try and agree or disagree with topics and see if we're polar opposites or not, I guess. So welcome, you guys. I hope you guys have had a good weekend. My week has been okay, but I want to remind you guys to review the podcast if you love the podcast, rate, and subscribe. I'd rather y'all actually subscribe than give us a rating. Ratings are for clout, but we all need some clout every now and then. And also, you can support the podcast on Patreon. So Patreon is a website that allows you to make a donation to the podcast. And in exchange for your donation, you get access to bonus content like bonus episodes that aren't released on the podcast, clips that are deleted, and you'll also get early access to podcast episodes in general. And in addition to that, you can always email us at polaropposites.pod@gmail.com. So if you want to ask us a question, if you want to tell us how much you love the show, all of that stuff. So thank you guys for listening. It means a lot to me. And speaking of things that mean a lot to me, this week I am joined with my old friend, Mia.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, Mia. So Mia and I have known each other for a long time, and I would say that we are an example of friendship. I feel like with the friendships that I value, it doesn't matter how long you go without seeing somebody physically. If you care about somebody, you're always going to make an effort to speak to them and hang out.
Like, always. Yeah. Yeah, it's always been like that for us. We met in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm not from here.
Right, where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. Okay. For y'all that don't know, I moved my freshman year, and Justin was one of my first friends. In our senior year, we had two classes together.
Mm-hmm. Hung out all the time.
I know, hung out all the time. We just got real close. And our friendship just went from there, and we always just kept in touch, like, over the college years. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited you're back.
I'm excited you're here, and we're all, like, doing this episode together.
Yeah, I'm excited.
This is going to be a good episode, you guys. So, new news, you guys. We are adding a different segment to the podcast. This is going to be called Off My Chest. So Off My Chest was inspired by one of our listeners, Chelsea, friend of the show, and she kind of posted something into our DMs, and I thought it was interesting. So this segment is basically called Off My Chest because I'll be ranting about something that is really bothering me this week. And I encourage you guys to also send us stuff that's bothering you. So if there's something that's really annoying you and you really want us to discuss it, here's the segment for us to discuss it. One of the things that somebody sent us when I asked them to send us some things that they wanted to get off their chest, they said, trifling ass friends who hype you up for moving back into town but never follow through to meet up.
Get it off your chest.
What do you think about that?
Yo, that bothers me so much. Well, okay, to me, it kind of depends on, like, who the person is.
Okay.
Because I feel like some people are fake in a sense of, like, they're like, oh my gosh, I miss you. Like, let's hang out. And most fake people will be like, yeah, sure. Let's hang out. But if it's, like, really somebody that you really want to meet up with and they're your friend, to me, that's fake. But I understand, like, where we're going in life. Like, people have lives. Mm-hmm. Like, our lives are changing.
Right.
So fast right now. Like, people are graduating, getting full-time jobs, mm-hmm. and getting engaged and married and having babies. So
I would agree with that. But I would say that sometimes it is hard to meet
up.
I wouldn't blame it on the person and say that they're fake. But I think that your real friends will make the time for you.
Exactly.
But the fake friends are going to be the ones.
Yeah, that are ones that are like, yes. Like, and they're always like, yes, we got to get together soon. But no, real friends.
But you know,
like,
that you're never going to get
me
together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I think that probably both parties are okay with that. Because they're like, oh, I could just keep saying, like, yeah, we'll get together, and it mm-hmm. never happens.
Right.
So they're okay with it. But like you said, real friends, like, even though we have these crazy schedules,
right.
we make time for each
other. Yeah, you got to make time for the people you care about.
So if that person is saying, let's hang out, and y'all never hang out, then y'all not really friends.
Exactly. Especially, well, what amount of time will you give? If you've been back in town, and how long goes by before you say that person's not your real friend?
It depends. So, like, for me, it would depend, like, if we hung out before.
Okay.
Like, if how close we were before.
Okay.
But, like, if we've never hung out before, I don't know. But I won't say that because I don't know if she'll hear this. But Maria, do you remember Maria Lapuskina?
She went
to school.
Uh-huh.
We met up and had lunch the other day, and it was so nice. Like, we always would go back and forth on social media.
Okay.
And now we're friends.
Okay.
And we never hung out before. Mm-hmm. So.
But she was like,
yeah,
hey,
we both
hang
were
out.
Like, hey, like, this day works for us. Like, we worked around our schedule. It took us a while at first.
Okay.
She works. I have a baby. Mm-hmm. So it was hard to get the schedule together. But we did.
And you made it work.
Yeah.
I think that something happened. Like, I feel like after high school, so many many people matured. So before, with people that you might not have hung out with, it's not weird to like meet up.
It's different, yeah. In college. And we have different stuff to talk about. Like our conversation really had nothing to do with high school.
No.
Like we're in such different places in life right now. So I think that's also a factor to put in. Like, and there's some people that were probably super close in high school that don't hang out
exactly.
anymore.
So. Yeah, people change, so that's okay. So another get it off your chest that somebody sent. People feeling entitled to my business. If I say no, leave it at that. What do you think? Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest? No, okay, that's a good one. So I guess for me, it kind of goes back into the friend thing. So it depends on who it is, like who's asking. But nobody is entitled to your business. Mm-hmm. Like I watched this show called Married to Medicine. And on the show, they got mad at one of the wives because she was going through a divorce. And they were like, you didn't include us and you didn't let us know what you were going through. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes when people go through things, they don't want to be open and honest with certain people because they don't know how it's going to be taken or if it's going to be thrown back
in their
face.
I think that maybe if you don't consider that person a close friend, there's certain things that you're not going to divulge about your personal life.
Exactly, anyway.
Your personal life is your personal life.
Right.
And I think that with coworkers, a lot of people can relate to that. Mm. You work with these people, but at the same time, there's a boundary that you keep
for
yourself.
Right, we work together. You don't have to know all of my business.
No.
And it's like, to me, it's weird that certain people want to be so engulfed in your life, but I think that they use the, like, just the time we live in, we put so much on social media that maybe some people do feel that they are entitled to your life. They're like, oh, you're open with like posting pictures and like certain stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. So they probably feel like
they know
do,
you.
Right.
Yeah.
And that they should be entitled to know what you're going through. And that's not true at all.
Yeah. Some people, everything, my business is not everybody's business.
Exactly.
So if I don't feel comfortable sharing, just keep it at that.
But it's also your business. So if you say no, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yes. And also, like, if months have gone by and there's certain things that you don't know about me, it's for a reason.
It's for a reason.
Sometimes
things happen just like out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something I'm going to go to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat and be like, yeah, y'all, I'm going through this and that. Like, I mean, there are some people who do that, but if you're not in my circle of people then and you don't know, then you just don't know.
Yeah, and that's the tea.
Yeah,
that's the tea.
That's just that.
Okay, another off my chest that somebody sent is when people promote relationships where the woman has to struggle to find a man that's not even decent, has nothing going for him, or just complete baggage.
Get it off your chest. Okay, you go first.
Okay,
on this one.
Is this true though? When I read this, I didn't know if that's true. Is that a thing where people promote relationships where the woman has to struggle to find a man, and most of the time, sometimes he's not even it?
I think, not to be funny, but as a black woman, I think, yeah, I think that I posted this on my story today. I said women deserve a love that doesn't require struggle first.
Mm.
And I think it's because people have this mindset that, oh, you know, if you stick with this guy through this and this and that, if y'all have made it through all of that, then y'all should continue to be together. But to me, like, highs and lows in a relationship is not cheating and is not disrespecting that woman. So if you get to a point where you feel like you need to leave that relationship, then you don't have to stay and be like, oh, like, you know, I gotta stay here because we have so much history. Like, no, you can meet somebody tomorrow who values the woman that you are and be with that person.
Exactly.
And be happy.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes women feel like if they haven't found somebody, that whoever they find, this is the one. Because it took so much effort for me to find this person, so why would I let it go, even though I know this person is trash?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I think women put the pressure on themselves. I will speak for myself. Mm-hmm. When I met my daughter's father, I thought that I was going to marry him.
Right.
And I gave a lot of myself to him. I lost my virginity to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very open and honest about that. And the red flags, I decided to ignore them because I was like, man, I lost my virginity to this man. Like, I think I'm going to marry this man. Like, I think he's my husband. And now we have a child together. And so I could have said, oh, we have a child together. So, like, we should make it
work.
But, no matter
what. But your happiness, I think, was the most important thing, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. And even though it wasn't a voluntary situation on my part to leave the relationship, he left.
Right.
It was probably one of the best things that could have ever
happened
to me because I don't look at it and like I look back on 2018 and I was like always crying and wondering why he didn't want to spend time with me and all these things and I was like, why would I be with somebody like
this?
Why
are you putting up
argument,
with that? Yeah.
Am I going back to him and thinking it's okay to be treated like this?
And it's not. And we'll get into it on the main topic. So we have a lot to say. Let me just say that. We have a lot of tea to get to.
Yes.
But this is going to be the situation that inspired this segment the most. So this is Chelsea's rant that she wanted to rant about. So she said, so we all know those people that swear their boyfriend or girlfriend needs to have this and that, but we're broke college students. How do you demand something you can't bring to the table yourself? I'm sick of it. It's so trifling. He got to have his own place while being a student and working, but you still live at home with your parents and siblings. This girl was like, yeah, I need him to have a nice car, a good job, money, he needs to buy me stuff, he got to have his own place. And I was just confused because she drove a 98 Honda Accord, dropped out of community college, part-time job, but still lived at home with her parents and shared a room with her high school age brother. Like, no shade, we all have our own paths, but who am I to judge? But you can't have all these expectations of someone if you're not living up to them yourself. And that's just the tea.
That's just the tea, honey.
Get it off
your chest. That is just the tea. Oh my gosh. Okay, I've been first, so you go first.
Okay.
I've been going first.
Let me say, I think that I don't want to like paint all women the same way, but I see this with women more than I see it with males. Mm-hmm. Women sometimes have this dream picture of what their guy is going to be. He has to have this job. He has to bring in this amount of money. Mm-hmm. He has to be able to provide and give me all this money and access to things. And I think it kind of puts unnecessary pressure on men to be a constant provider. And it kind of enforces the patriarchy thing where a male is above a female no matter what. And he has the pressure to always be the consummate provider of the family. And I don't think that's fair because I think that a woman can also provide all those things that she wants in a man for herself.
Right.
Why does it take a man for you to want financial security and, you know, money to spend freely when you can provide those things for yourself? I don't think it's fair to look at your partner as all these things that you expect to have for yourself when you can equally provide and, you know, offer the same in return. Because I think if there's a guy that was like, yeah, I want my woman to have this and this and that, like, women would not be okay with that. So why is it expected that men are supposed to be this way and women don't reciprocate?
Right. No, I agree with everything you just said. And on the same tip, the first part that you said, like, you can't lump all women into that because being a woman who does provide for herself, I don't expect that out of any guy. I have an issue with a guy even just buying me dinner.
Really?
Like, usually, if I'm on a date and we're going, even if he asked and he initiates the date, I'm like trying to split the check or pay. I know. And so many girls are like, ew, why would you do that?
No. I applaud that. I think more women need to do that because it shouldn't be expected for the man to pay for everything. And I know I have some friends even that say on the first date, if the guy doesn't pay, he's not getting a second date.
Okay. Well, let me say this. It is not expected of all men from certain women, but there are certain men who expect their women to act a certain way, or they do want to be the provider. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem with that. But if you are going to be this, if you want, you know, first of all, being submissive is to your husband, not just any man. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what men need to realize. They're like, oh my gosh, women are submissive. You're not her husband.
Exactly.
So she doesn't have to be. And just how she isn't going to be submissive overnight. The things that you're doing aren't going to change overnight. If y'all woke up and got married tomorrow, like, you're not going to be this man all of a sudden that you're not right now. But if you can't lead, to me, like, if you can't lead as a man of God and all these other, like, all that financial stuff really doesn't even matter because you have to be a man of God, like a true man of God, not just say
it takes more than money and a good job to be a man.
But if you have that, cool. You should be with a woman that's on your same caliber. That's all I'm saying. So just like you said, that girl that was like, oh, he gotta have this, she's tripping. Like, she's just looking for somebody to take care of her.
And I think that it kind of like points to an insecurity, I think. Maybe you don't see those things in yourself, or you don't have those things yourself.
Right.
So you're looking for somebody else to provide the things that you wish you had for yourself.
I can see that. There are some women that even if they don't have it, they are just looking for a man for like a come up or some stability. Mm-hmm. But the times that we're living in, I was raised in a single parent household until my mom got married to my stepdad. So I never was raised with this mentality that like, oh, men have to take care of you. I knew from a young age I was going to go to school, get a degree, get a job,
get your own.
And take care of myself no matter what. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's different for everybody, but with what she said, get it off your chest.
Okay, get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
For sure, for sure.
Another one that somebody sent in, when people tell me that the N-word is just a word, they tell me to get over it. Get it off your chest. Okay, let me just say something right now.
Wow.
If you're not black,
you shouldn't be saying
don't say the N-word.
Please.
And people do not understand that. A lot of people say, well, Kendrick Lamar puts the N-word in his song, so if it's in the song, I should be able to say it. I don't believe that.
So we should just walk around saying, like, insulting things about people. If it's in a song, it's okay.
That's not...
That's crazy.
No, that is crazy.
And I think what people don't understand, and I'm not saying, like, this is a whole other topic in itself. Mm-hmm. The way that we say it is not the way that it was put upon us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know that that's a whole other topic in itself. Right. People being like, oh, my God, but you're still saying it. It's still degrading. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go through that, so I feel you on that. You shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's in a song.
Don't say it, because I had a roommate one time, and he was drunk one night, and mm-hmm. I feel like whenever people are drinking, the true them kind of comes out a little bit.
I tell people all the time, when you're drunk, you don't forget what you're saying. No. You're just bold enough to say
exactly. And he felt bold enough to say whatever he was saying. So each time we were, like, drinking or whatever, we would always have these philosophical talks together. So the N-word got brought up, and then he's like, yeah, I don't think that people should be saying the N-word like that. If I can't say the N-word, then nobody can say the N-word. And I was like, oh, okay, now I see your true opinions are coming out. He thought that nobody should say the N-word, but who is a white person to say what black people can and can't do?
Right, we don't walk around telling white people what they can and can't do.
Right, like, the N-word is black people's word, and they've turned it into somebody else. Right. That's our word, and just don't say it. Some things are just understood.
Like, and what word do we use to degrade them?
Yeah, I mean, there's things you can say that
are
degrading.
I mean, there are things that you can't say, but there's not anything that's popular that we just walk around being like, yeah, you this, you that. Or,
I think it's because they want to say it, but I think it's problematic, because why is it that you
want
to say it?
But why, right, that's my question. Why do you want to say it?
It's so weird.
Why?
It's not that hard to, like,
feel comfortable saying it.
I don't know. Like, why do they, I know it's in a song and they just want to sing the song the way it's written,
right.
But it's not hard to just stop yourself. Yeah, trigger, yeah, pull that trigger. I'm better. It's not that hard.
That
so,
is so funny.
I don't know if I need to sing a song. If you're not black, don't say the N-word. If you're not black, don't say the N-word.
Hey.
I just need to, like, that's just get into people's head. It's black people's word, and that's just that.
That's just that.
That's just that.
Yeah, that's the tea.
So this is a new segment, you guys. I hope you guys like it. So I'm going to encourage you guys, if you guys have some things you want to get off your chest, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. So send it in. You can DM us on Instagram, or you can email it to us at polaropposites.pod@gmail.com. So, Mia, a lot of stuff has been happening in the news this week.
Yes, it has.
A lot of stuff. So, something that I saw today, apparently Kanye West is releasing a new album on September 27th. Do we care?
I care.
Really?
Do you care?
I don't.
I don't. I care only because it's going to be a gospel album. And okay. If it's anything like the snippets that he's been dropping and the live, like, church ceremonies mm-hmm. that he's been having with his live choir, I've been here for it. And I'm not really? Even, like, a Kanye girl. I can do without him.
I think Kanye is problematic. I don't care for anything that he's doing.
He is problematic.
I think that just because you do something that is perceived as good, that doesn't make you a good person.
Absolutely not. Like, yeah, absolutely not.
I know people say separate the art from the artist.
I can't
but
do that.
There's certain things I can't separate. And Kanye, the stuff that he's been pulling in the media, I'm not interested in paying attention. So any of his music, I haven't been streaming. I don't care. And this gospel album that he's releasing, I will not be streaming it. I will not be purchasing. I will not be supporting. So that's that.
Oh, that's that. Well, I will let you know how it is.
Yeah, please do.
Tell
the listeners, too, because I don't have the listeners.
Y'all, I will tell y'all how it is. I do want to check it out just because I'm always on my gospel tips. So, and the little, like I said, the little snippets he's been putting out, they're kind of nice.
Whatever.
But I do feel you on the night. Separating the artist from, you know, the person.
Right.
Because he has been really, really, really problematic.
Trifling. Okay, another story that I saw in the news. So this hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's about to be confirmed. J-Lo is headlining the Super Bowl in 2020 mm-hmm. next year. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I could do without it.
Really? So we actually agree on this.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say you're ready. I'm like, oh, we're really polar opposites. Yeah. Ew. I could do without it.
I can do without it. I hate to see it.
I hate to see it too. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't know what the hype is. Back in the day, back in the 2000s, mm-hmm. I liked her. Mm-hmm. Her vibe, she was cool. Mm-hmm. It's time to let it go.
I think that she's not musically relevant anymore.
She's not.
She hasn't had a hit since, what, 2010's On the Floor? If you're a criminal,
yeah,
then
and
get
I wasn't
home.
Even that hype mm-hmm. about that.
And she doesn't have, like, any current hits to support a Super Bowl, in my opinion.
I was about to say, I feel like her audience is very selective.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Bowl is everybody watching.
True.
So, like, you know, some of my past favorites, like Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. Beyonce. Even when Katy Perry did it, I wasn't, like...
No, but the visuals of it was good.
And she brought out Missy. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, we had to give her credit on that.
But I could do without J-Lo. Even her last couple performances I've seen, I'm like, yeah, it's time not to let it go. That's like Mariah doing it.
Yeah, it's just not a good fit.
It's not.
The thing with J-Lo, she's a great entertainer. She can dance really well. Can she sing?
No. She absolutely cannot.
She can't sing.
She just does too much. Like, I feel like she's trying to please everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she's trying to please her own culture and please us and please, like, and it's just too much.
The audacity for her to do the Motown tribute at the Grammys.
That's what I was gonna say. I said, who signed her up for this?
If that was her, I would decline it. Motown is like a black thing.
Whose idea was that?
Do they have Beyonce doing a Latin
tribute? Or she should have said, like, I would like to bring in some Motown artists. Mm-hmm. And not do the whole
set
myself.
And
it wasn't, like, even, like, dedicated to, I mean, like, I... Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense, in my opinion.
Not
and my thing is that if you can't name 5 songs from an artist, they shouldn't be doing the Super Bowl. Can you name 5 J-Lo songs off the top of your head?
The only song I can name is Ain't It Funny.
I don't even know that song. I know music, so maybe this isn't fair because I'm really familiar with music.
Right.
I can probably name 5. Jenny from the Block.
Okay.
And then the song that goes, if you're not my love and I gave you all my love, would you
okay,
be?
Okay, okay. Even though she sampled that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a song called Ain't Your Mama. She has another song called I'm Real, The Way You
Talk. Okay.
The way,
okay, so she has 2 songs with Ja Rule. The other, okay. Mm-hmm. They have I'm Real and Ain't It Funny.
And I don't know if I'll count the songs that she stole from Ashanti, but that's another discussion for another day.
Okay, that's another thing for another day.
But the people that I would like to see perform is Drake, mm-hmm. Missy Elliott, mm-hmm. Rihanna, mm-hmm. Chris Brown, mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar, and Usher.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Usher.
Yes.
Okay. I'm here for a
Super Bowl
concert.
Super Bowl, put me on your committee.
Okay. Can you hear us? J-Lo has to go. Call us if you need some suggestions.
Exactly. Okay. So here's another controversial story. Another story that I saw in the news is about Sam Smith. So I don't know if you saw this, but Sam Smith, the last couple days, he tweeted something, and this is what he tweeted. Today is a good day, so here it goes. I've decided I'm changing my pronouns to they, them. After a lifetime of being at war with my gender, I've decided to embrace myself for who I am, inside and out. What do you think? Is this going too far?
So I saw it, but I don't think I understood it just because I'm not super familiar with the use of the pronouns and how they're supposed to be used within the LBGQ.
Mm-hmm. ABCD.
Okay, cool. I didn't want to leave any out. I mean, I'm not like, I don't have an issue with it. I just don't really understand what it means.
It's interesting that you're saying that you don't understand, because this is what I was going to say. I think that sometimes the LGBT community rushes people to accept something before they even have a chance to understand it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
And I think that with this they, them, and using gender pronouns, I think it's a lot for people to take in, and people don't understand it. So I think online I'm seeing a lot of people saying, if you don't accept this, you're homophobic, you're ignorant,
you're choosing
not to understand. But I don't think that's fair, and you guys know me. You guys have been listening to the podcast. I'm a very tolerant person. I vibe with everybody and I don't put anybody down, but I always seek to understand. And what I'm visualizing is people, you know, attacking people and calling people homophobic when I don't think that's the case. I think with anything, it takes time to analyze before you're able to accept something. Let's say that you came out to your parents. Are your parents just going to say, I accept you right away?
Yeah,
sometimes
no,
that's not the case.
Time. And that doesn't mean that your decision is wrong, and it doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't going to be accepted. But also at the same time, like you said, if we don't understand it, in my mind, this is just me personally, it's not for me to accept you. I'm not saying I don't accept. I'm just saying what you, your life journey, I'm never going to know Sam Smith. So me being like, oh, I should call him they, them, that's never going to affect his life.
Yeah, and you don't, to me, I don't think people have to ascribe to calling people their gender pronouns. I think the easiest thing for everybody to do,
call
them their name. That's
it. His name is Sam.
Yeah.
Well, okay, see how it just is.
Okay. They,
so should I say they? That's the part I don't understand.
Okay, are you supposed to say, them name is Sam?
That's like, what I'm saying. I don't understand.
Just say Sam. Just say Sam.
That doesn't mean I don't agree. I just literally don't understand.
And that's the thing. With anything, it takes time for us to understand. And right. I have some examples. Back in the day, people used to call trans people transvestites. But as a community, as a society, we've learned that that's not appropriate and the right thing to call them is transgender.
Yeah.
Another thing. People used to call little people midgets. And then the little people community said that we find that offensive. And the right thing to say is little people. And I used to, back in the day when I was in elementary school, be like, look at that midget. Like,
yeah. I'm not laughing at what you're saying. Right. I'm just laughing at you because you're so funny.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, no, we've learned a lot. And I think we're in the day and age, we have all this information at mm-hmm. our tips and social media. Like I said back at the beginning of the podcast, so much of our life is shared on social media.
Exactly.
Even for those who don't try, like if you just have a social media page and you post pictures or quotes or whatever, people feel like they know you. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just like I said, I don't understand, but I'm very much like you, non-problematic. Whatever you want to do with your life, cool. Yeah. It doesn't affect me anyway.
I'm not going to judge you. I know that's what we're talking about later today.
Yeah,
but
I'm not judging anybody.
My bottom line is just give people a chance to understand before you rush
or to accept. Or explain it. You know, say, hey, I've decided to say this or call myself this, and this is what it means. Mm-hmm. If you, accept it, cool. If you don't, whatever, this is what I've decided to do in my life.
But just because you don't understand something doesn't give you the license to discriminate, doesn't give you the license to treat somebody poorly just because you don't understand it. There's a difference between not understanding and choosing to be ignorant.
No, and I agree with that. Like I just said, we have instant information at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. So if you can be knowledgeable about something and you're just choosing not to and choosing to be offensive, then that's just a character trait within yourself.
So
that has nothing to do with not knowing. Yeah, you're choosing not to know.
You're choosing not to know. You're willfully ignorant.
Right.
So what do you guys think? Do y'all agree with what you're saying? Do you disagree? What is y'all's take on using proper gender pronouns? And yeah, let me know. So another story that I saw, did you watch the debates?
I did, like a little bit. From beginning to end, but like a little bit.
These debates, y'all. I always watch the debates because I want to be informed.
That's good.
Yeah, it is
you.
Good. I want to be informed about the candidates. I want to learn who exactly it is
what
that I'm
voting for. Yeah.
So these people were attacking Joe Biden left and right. And Joe Biden, I'm conflicted on him. I like him personally, but I think that he's not the right candidate for America. And I think that he might be losing his mind a little bit because of his old age. Every time he like talks, he's always stuttering. He's like, I'm like, spit it out.
Well,
like,
do you think maybe that he is just nervous because we have always seen him as our vice president? And as vice president, you speak, but not so much as we don't see him that much.
That's
and
true.
I think now that he's in the media more,
he's more visible.
Yeah, and so maybe that does make him a little nervous. Like, he's always been, like, right-hand man. You know, he didn't have to say anything, but we knew who he was.
Exactly.
But I do think with all of his experience and him serving, you know, with the president that I just love the most.
Right, beloved Obama.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That I think that he does have a lot of experience and know, you know, some things that could be helpful. But at the same time, I mean, we are living in different times and we're progressing in different times.
Exactly.
So you do have to choose the person that's best for what you need.
That's true. But the controversy with Joe Biden and what he had to say at the debate mm-hmm. is he was asked a question about, like, the history of black people in the country and, you know, what he would do and why is there a problem. And this was his answer.
Make sure that we bring in to the help the teachers deal with the problems that come from home. The problems that come from home, we have one school psychologist for every 1,500 kids in America today. It's crazy. The teachers are, and I'm married to a teacher. My deceased wife is a teacher. They have every problem coming to them. We have to make sure that every single child does, in fact, have 3, 4, and 5-year-olds go to school, not daycare, school. We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, or a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. There's
Thank
so
you, Mr.
much
Vice President.
No, I'm
okay. What was that?
No, that was like a random rant.
What? Okay, what is he talking? Did that make sense to you?
No.
Like, I'm stuttering like him now.
He literally said, play the record. Or what? First of all, we don't have records anymore.
See, he thinks we're 1960. He's not fit to be president. And let me just say this. I don't care who you guys vote for. I do care, but I don't care. But I think that if Joe Biden somehow remains the nominee, it's going to be Hillary 2.0 and Trump is going to be reelected. That's my hot take of the week.
Honestly, like, to be completely honest, mm-hmm. I think that he's going to be reelected regardless.
Trump? Regardless of if there's a good nominee on the other side?
I do. Because I thought that he was not going to be elected in the first... I thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a complete joke. No way anybody's voting for him. Mm-hmm. And ever since he's been president, I'm like, look at all the things that he said. Like, he... Or done. He's clearly going to be impeached. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened.
Right.
So it would not shock me if he was reelected.
That's right. But your vote is so important, you guys. People don't vote in the primaries. When you vote in the primaries, you're basically picking who's going to be the nominee for your party, your respective party. So if you guys vote for Joe Biden, I think that there's going to be a Trump 2.0 happening. So hopefully not, but we just got to get out there and vote.
Please go vote, guys. And if you're not registered to vote, please get registered.
Please.
It's and so important.
Miss Kamala Harris, I don't trust her.
Oh, ooh, now that one.
I don't trust her.
Just because, you know, I'm an educated black woman and I have a job. I won't say too much, but...
You're not entitled to my vote.
No.
I'm just saying.
Well, she won't get mine.
She's regardless. Not getting mine either. I don't like Ms. Kamala.
I can say that. I mean, I have free speech. She won't get mine.
Mia,
regardless.
Something stinks in here. I think, it smells. I think it's Kamala Harris's criminal record.
Okay, because she, the audacity of her to even run, very funny.
Yeah, so drop out now.
Right, so drop out now. Now, honey, she's going to keep going strong. And you know what? I think that, like you said, it mm-hmm. is, it's so important that you brought up that you watch the debates. Mm-hmm. There are people, I will say, especially some black people, mm-hmm. that don't take the politics as serious. They'll just look and be like, oh my gosh, there's a black woman running,
Let me vote for her. No.
No.
Research the candidates, because it's so important. The policies that they put in place will affect you. So as a community, everybody that listens, I guess my job is to make sure that everybody's voting and doing their part.
No, you are. I mean, you have a platform to make sure that people are, you know, hearing what needs to be said. Yeah. So.
All right, Mia. So this week we are talking about judgment. Mm-hmm. So this topic I think is so important because judgment is something that we all take part in. Mm-hmm. Nobody is free. Nobody is holier than thou and doesn't judge. True. We all do it. And I want to discuss why we do it on this episode because judgment, I feel like, affects relationships. It can reveal insecurities. It can ruin relationships. But ultimately, I think that judgment... It's premature because you're coming to a conclusion about something without fully understanding something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're all affected by it. Like, we've all been judged, and sometimes rightfully so, sometimes not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot, I feel like, that goes into judgment. I can't say that I know 100% why people do it, but I think that people look at others, kind of like you were saying earlier. So one part I think could be maybe insecurity. Mm-hmm. So if it comes from like judgment from another woman to another woman, say if that woman is insecure about certain things, mm-hmm. then the woman who's judging the other woman could be like, oh, she thinks she cute mm-hmm. and she's a hoe because she's always posting these kind of pictures and mm-hmm. she wears these kind of clothes.
It is insecurity and it can also be jealousy too.
Absolutely.
You're jealous because you don't look a certain way. So the way you react to it is by judging somebody and making somebody look bad or feel bad about themselves.
Why would you be mad at that woman? Even if she does wear her confidence really well, mm-hmm. I saw this quote, it was like, I'm not gonna put myself down to make you feel better.
Exactly.
And as someone who's been judged a lot, especially like you said, without mm-hmm. all the facts, mm-hmm. another, like, I know I say this all the time, but social media allows people to come to this conclusion without all the facts. Like, all day long, sometimes I'll sit in Shade Room and look at their comments and I'm like, all mm-hmm. these people are judging these people and they don't even have the facts.
The full
they don't
story.
Even know what's going
they
on.
They don't. And I think the Shade Room is one of the most toxic.
I think
the Shade Room is like one of the most toxic like websites out there. It is.
It is.
But it is
but
funny
it has
sometimes.
The tea,
it does. Like that's how I'm knowledgeable about what's happening in the black community.
I am. I don't have my Twitter anymore, so that's how I'm knowledgeable about like pop culture and what's going on.
Yeah.
So. No. It. Okay. So like one of the things on Shade Room, mm-hmm. Lori Harvey is suspect to be dating Diddy.
Right.
So people are judging her, saying like, oh my God, like he's older than her. And apparently there was like some speculation that she used to date his son.
Okay.
Justin.
Interesting.
So everybody's like, oh my God. Like some people are in the comments, they're like, yes, sis, get to the bag, you know. And some people are like, oh my God, she's disgusting.
Oh my
God.
She's
like running through everybody. She was, because she was engaged. Mm-hmm. And then after she was engaged, she dated Trey Songz for a while.
Okay.
And then she was supposed to have been dating somebody else. And then Diddy. But even I saw her post. She was like, it's so funny that all these blogs like post about my life and y'all don't know anything that's going on. And I was like, again, because mm-hmm. she's a celebrity
and
y'all
she's
have
public.
Access to her life, mm-hmm. y'all think that y'all can just judge her. And even if she is dating Diddy, that's her business.
Yeah.
It don't affect y'all.
But I think it's because it's the visualization of seeing an older man with a much younger a woman.
So like, do you feel like women or men should be judged for dating up your age or like what do you think?
I think you love who you love.
Right,
I think that
right.
regardless of the age difference, age is just a number.
Right.
As long as it's above 18.
I was about to say, as long as it's not like rape,
yeah.
statutory rape, you need to be over the age of
yeah.
18. You cannot be 16
no.
dating a 22-year-old. That's not okay.
No. Because that's actually illegal. So
actually,
regardless
right,
of whether you love
law.
That person
right.
or not, you'll be arrested.
If it's legal under the law, then like you said,
go for
age,
it
doesn't matter. I mean, I personally dated somebody that was 7 years older than me.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Right. But
Come
people
on.
Try to make it seem like such a big deal. But I will say, no shade to the men. But y'all mature much slower than we do anyway. So I don't personally think I could be with somebody younger than me.
Really?
No.
Really? Like even 1 year?
No.
Really? Is
yeah.
there something about dating somebody younger than you that is unattractive
to you? It's not
even
that younger.
What?
It's just like I've dated like, okay, dating somebody that was 7 years older than me and my child's father, he's what, like 3 or 4 years older than me?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both super immature. So.
Right. Damn.
But so what would I do with somebody who's a year younger than
that's
me?
That's true. But with what you said earlier about seeing things on social media and people judging, oftentimes we feel vulnerable and we want to reveal a piece of ourselves on social media. So based on what we share with somebody, people think that they know everything when they don't have the facts.
True.
And I feel like you can relate to that because
Absolutely.
You've like gone through stuff and people judge people left and right on a situation that they have no
yeah, just
idea
recently,
about.
I mean, like, I'm an open and vulnerable person, so I don't mind talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, when I became pregnant, judged me. There were so many people that they still think I don't know, but they would like shade in their statuses on Facebook.
Really?
Or certain stuff. Yeah, they would say stuff like, oh, I would never be with a man who would leave me during
As if
my
you have control over
right,
that.
Right,
yeah.
right. Or they would just be like, or a certain one would be like, oh, I can't believe you out. Y'all out here having babies and y'all not married
mm-hmm.
and this and that. Or, you know, y'all, oh, you got this amount of baby daddies. And it was so funny to watch, but like, even though people knew I was pregnant, nobody knew that I suffered from depression during
mm-hmm.
my pregnancy. Nobody knew that I was sick in and out of the hospital
mm-hmm.
all throughout my pregnancy. Nobody even knew that he had left me. When I first became public with my pregnancy was at the end of February. So it's like the first week in March.
Mm-hmm.
I had been pregnant since November.
Okay.
And nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought that I was still with her father.
Okay.
And they were in my comments when I did say something about it and were like, oh, congratulations to y'all. Y'all are going to be a great family. Nobody even knew that we were broken up.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like for people to judge my situation. And of course, I'm sure that there were people who said like, oh, it's not his. There was somebody who said that I cheated on him
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't his baby.
Oh,
and that's why we had broken up.
As if they
like,
know, like people.
Right?
It's so crazy.
Oh
people
gosh.
Just make stuff up and it's not fair to both parties. Like, if you don't have the facts, who are you to judge a situation that you have
that
no...
That have no idea
nothing to do
about.
With you.
Like, literally nobody, probably only a couple people to this day
mm-hmm.
now know what has happened.
Yeah. And I felt so sad because I don't want to speak for you, but
yeah.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes.
Yeah.
When you're revealing something so vulnerable about yourself, you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders and that
That's
every little thing people are like talking about me and saying this and that and I have no control over that.
Yeah.
So you feel helpless because you didn't ask to be in that situation. Life happens sometimes.
Absolutely.
And you just have to make do with the situation that you have.
Absolutely.
And of course you're not happy about it, but it is what you were handed,
right.
You
like
know?
You said, I have no control over it. I will say now going through what I go through,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that I don't believe in abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now going through what I've gone through, I feel like nobody can make that statement until you're in a situation where maybe you would be faced with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say that I didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. Of course, at one point I was like, I'm no longer with this person. I'm going to be a single mom. I'm about to graduate from college. I haven't secured a full-time job yet. Mm-hmm. I'm only 22. How am I supposed to take care of a baby? Mm-hmm. And even when I did decide to say something about it, the only reason was because I'm like, I'm not Beyonce. Like, at some point, somebody's going to know that I had a baby. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was like, why hide this? And then at first, I didn't know how things were going to go, you know, how I was going to parent on my own, mm-hmm. and if I should even mm-hmm. have, like, pictures of my daughter out. Mm-hmm.
A lot of things going through
your head. Yeah, it's
so crazy.
It
makes me so sad. Like, whenever you were sending that stuff, I had, like, tears in my eyes, and I had to, like, reach out and tell you how I was feeling. I was like, I can't, you know, imagine being in that situation and, you know, dealing with all of that and being so depressed. Because depression is something else that we don't talk about.
Right.
And it's just...
it's not normalized. Yeah. And I'll say thank you. You and so many people did reach out to me during that time, and I swear, like, each interaction I've had with somebody who's given me some positivity during that time, I never forgot it. I mm-hmm. still remember it mm-hmm. to this day. It's like a photographic memory. Yeah. I still see it. But no, depression is very real. I found out I was pregnant a week before Thanksgiving, and I was depressed from the end of November literally all up until March and trying to take my life.
Right. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I can't believe that. At a time where it's supposed to be the happiest part of the year.
Right.
Thanksgiving, you're with family.
Right.
Christmas.
Yeah. And I was so sick. Like, I didn't eat over Christmas. Y'all, I had like a bite of turkey and a spoonful of mac and cheese for Christmas
yeah.
dinner. I swear.
Because whenever you're depressed sometimes, you can't eat.
Right. And on top of being like pregnancy sick and depressed. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Not the best combination.
Like I say, and it's so funny that so many women could judge me. And even after going through that, I'm still sympathetic to those women who judge me, because what I've been through, I was like, I would never wish that even on my worst enemy. That was a very hard time. Mm-hmm. It was hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, and I'm glad you're getting this like air to like really
right, you provided yeah. like a platform for me to be open,
because people are, maybe they're not in the exact same situation, but I'm sure that they know somebody or they've been in a situation where these things is relatable to them,
for
you know?
Sure. I've had so many women reach out to me, even women I don't know, and was like, you're mm-hmm. they even said I might not know your full story, but the fact that you are embracing your pregnancy, embracing being a mom at a young age, you're being open mm-hmm. about it, and I know that you are a woman of God. Like, that's beautiful. Because I even stopped going to church because I knew I would be judged mm-hmm. for not being married, having premarital sex, mm-hmm. and being having a baby
right.
out of wedlock.
So, okay, talk about that. The dichotomy of the church and your situation. Because you're very religious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't say I'm religious.
okay.
I'm a woman of God.
You're close to God?
Yes, okay. I'm very close to God. Religious to me means something different. It's very, like, traditional in a sense. But no, I mean, I'm a religious woman. I love God. Like, it's very much a part of my life. But I grew up AME, so if you don't know, it's African American Episcopal, and they are the only church in the Black community that allows a woman to preach in their pulpit.
Really?
So I've had, like, women pastors, and so I even met people, like, when I moved to Texas, so most of Texas is, like, Baptist or, like, non-denominational.
Right.
They don't allow women to preach, mm-hmm. really, and they would say things, like, I remember I met this guy, and I was telling him that I had, like, a woman preacher, and he was like, ew, like, that's not of God, she's
wow.
not, and I was like, okay.
So he's judging that
in the right, religion. But he was a minister, so I'm like, wow, okay. But yeah, so I was very active in my church. I actually had a nonprofit organization that I was running. The founder of it, she ran it in Birmingham, and I started a chapter out here.
Okay.
And it was called Virgin by Choice. And I ran it because at the time I was a virgin, mm-hmm. and I was planning to be one until I got married.
Okay.
And I had so many, I had girls that would even come to me that would be like, Miss Price, like, even if I already lost my virginity, is it okay if I'm in this group? Mm-hmm. I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like,
you welcome everybody.
If you're rededicating yourself in this, you want to live a life of purity, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I also realized that because I hadn't been through that, I couldn't let the girls know who had sex that wanted to stop how to handle that. Because at the time, I hadn't
right.
gone through
that. You don't
that.
Have the, you know, the range.
Right. I couldn't tell them mentally what to think or what to do. But yeah, I stopped going to church because I remember the first time I went, when I was like showing a little bit, mm-hmm. there was an older lady sitting next to me, and she was like, where's your husband?
Oh.
I know, she was
Wait,
asking
okay,
me
but
like,
how,
when I was due.
But how did she know you're for sure pregnant? You could have had a burrito and...
Right. That was another thing. Now, I will say this, being like after I have experienced pregnancy, mm-hmm. I never knew that people were so comfortable, like, commenting on your body. Because I could have just been a little, you know, thick in the area.
Oh, you can eat buffet.
Because I really didn't show as, like, a round belly until I was 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
So for a while, it did just look like I was, you know, just mm-hmm. had a little belly because I was losing weight in other areas. Okay. So it just looked like I just ate a good meal. Okay. That's all. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but she asked me, she was like, where's your husband? She asked me where my ring was. She literally grabbed my hand and was like, where is your ring?
No.
Woo!
And I think that it's funny that you mentioned church because I feel like the church is some place that a lot of people feel judged. And church to me is supposed to be a place where people feel welcomed.
It's supposed to be a house of God.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a sacred place.
It's not supposed to be a place that you fear going because you're scared you're going to be judged. Like, I don't think that's
fair. I fear being around certain people who call themselves women of God and men of God because they're judgers. Mm-hmm. Or have you ever met someone that's like, so, oh my God, like, I love God so much, but they literally are, like, rude to other people, yes. mistreat other people,
yes.
disrespect other people, and they don't see anything wrong with what they've done?
That's my issue with religion, because I feel that people pick and choose what they want to follow out of the religion,
right.
whether that's don't do this, don't do that. People just decide
right.
to do whatever they want,
right.
and that's like, how can you be a part of a religion but not follow it? To me, if I'm going to follow something, I'm going to follow it. I'm not going to be a hypocrite, go back on my word, and not act
right.
the way that
right.
the Bible or whatever religion you follow.
No, you're absolutely right, because it was, I beat myself up for a long time mm-hmm. when I lost my virginity, because I'm like, no, that's not of mm-hmm. God. But I also had to realize that the reason God did send his son to die on the cross is because he knew we were going to sin.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that we would make decisions. Now, again, I'm wrong if I continuously go out and deliberately make that
right.
decision,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I don't anymore, mm-hmm. whatever. But if that's like, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example. Okay, so like in the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not steal, mm-hmm. kill. Okay, if you go out and you steal, say you were doing self-checkout and mm-hmm. you didn't mean to.
Okay.
Then, okay, you repent, whatever, you own up to what you did. But if you're constantly going to the store every day stealing,
yeah.
then that's not okay.
And
that
you're
means,
a
like
child
you said,
of God.
That means
yeah.
like you're deliberately disobeying.
And that's my thing. People who are deliberately disobeying whatever they're supposed
yeah,
to be following.
Sure.
It doesn't make sense. If you're going to be religious, at least follow it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why I was like, don't. Some people aren't religious. Some people are very much trying to be a true woman or man of God or whatever, true to their religion
mm-hmm.
and follow those steps, and they make mistakes.
Yeah. Everybody
but
makes mistakes.
Deliberately continue to be this disrespectful, rude, just belittling person? No.
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 And I don't agree with that at all.
At all.
A question I had to ask is it fair to judge somebody based on their political affiliation? This is something that I feel that I do. And I think the 2016 election for me, like, changed me. And whenever people say, yeah, I support Trump, like, I'm open with people, but it makes me, like, uncomfortable.
I'm not gonna lie. I will say that would affect my relationship with somebody because I'm somebody that if you support him, that means you support his views and what he thinks mm-hmm. is okay.
Okay, but what about if they said that I didn't vote for Trump because of his policies that are negative about African Americans? I voted because he's going to lower my taxes and he's going to, I don't know, the Supreme Court justice, he's going to put conservatives on there. That's the reason I voted
for
Trump.
I mean, I get that in a sense of you're trying to make an economic choice
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to make a choice that's going to affect you in the long run. But if you have somebody in office who isn't caring about all people, it doesn't matter what comments he's made about black people, white people, Hispanic people. If he is against everybody except, he's not even against everybody except his own. Like, he has problem with white people as well,
mm-hmm.
too. So, to me, how can you support somebody that's like a looking at a situation like saying, oh, I'm only doing something because it's benefiting me.
Right. It's selfish in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's my thing. People can have whatever political affiliation that they want. My issue is that it's just hard for me to be friends. Not that I won't be your friend, but it's just
right.
that everybody judges people, and whenever somebody tells me what they support, it's hard for me to not, you know,
yeah.
take away the person from who they support, and
yeah.
it's hard for me. But I think that we judge about even the most basic of things. For one, everybody does it, but when you get a green message on your iPhone,
you don't even have to finish what you gotta
go
say.
Ahead,
let me
go
tell
ahead.
Y'all, if you gonna text me with a green message, don't even text me. Don't even text
Is it
me.
That bad?
Oh, don't even text
really?
Me.
Really?
But I think it has more so to do with, like, my OCD.
I think it.
I have all Apple products. I don't want to see your green message.
I think it's because Apple has brainwashed people.
Okay, now I believe that too.
Whatever they did with marketing to make people hate people that have Androids and
they
green messages.
They literally changed it. I think also it's because, so like, because we have an iPhone, when I text you,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't have your red receipts on, like, I know it's delivered. I know when you're typing.
Mm-hmm.
with the Android, it's kind of just boring. You don't know any. It's like, did they get my message? Did they not? Mm-hmm. Are they going to respond? Like, I don't know.
What's
it's
happening?
Weird.
I feel like that too.
Their pictures are pixelated. Their Snapchat looks different. It just doesn't go with the quality.
You're so funny. Oh, God. Okay. You know, judgment is bad. We talked about this, right? But I think judgment can also be a good thing. And it can be a good thing in the sense that I think it's okay to judge people based on who they decide to associate with. What do you think about that? Because I think who you hang around reveals something about you. So even if I like you as a person and I see that you're hanging out with problematic people, it makes me go,
I can agree and disagree only because I think that sometimes there are people, neutral people, who can see the good in other people as well. Because there are some people that are super problematic that I don't see the good in at all. Mm. But you could look at them and be like, no, but like she's cool and she's nice. But like I may not get to see that side of them.
Right.
So you just may our experiences with people may be a little different. So I think we're getting to a point in life where we can't say, oh, like, who that person hangs around. Because just because you've seen them hang around a person one time doesn't mean that's, like, their best friend.
That's
or they
true.
Hang out with them all the time. Mm-hmm. But, like, if we were to go somewhere and I see somebody at dinner and the person they're having dinner with is problematic, they could have just met up with them, like, one time.
And they don't know them. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. So that's the problem with judging, because we rush to judgment about somebody.
And we
don't even know all the facts and the situation around
that
situation.
It's good to check yourself.
Yeah.
It's good to check yourself.
Another thing that I feel like people get judged upon is their body type and their body, like, image.
What you mean?
Like, I think that whenever people say, oh, I don't like people, or I wouldn't date somebody that's, like, big or fat or whatever.
Okay.
I wouldn't date them because of that.
Okay.
But I think that reveals, like, maybe, like, insecurities about the way they view,
for sure,
like, fat people. Maybe they used to be fat. They lost a lot of weight.
Or they don't want to be, like, they fear becoming fat.
Yeah.
It has
underlying things with it. It's not just, I don't like this or this is unhealthy. It's like...
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think it's shallow for women to say that they won't date a guy who is shorter than them?
Yes. We used to have this discussion all the time on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat shallow. I won't say, like, oh, you're problematic, but I think that there's a lot of I'm stuttering like Joe Biden. I don't even know what to say.
Right, you're like, I'm so upset about it.
I'm just so perplexed that I don't even know what to say.
So you think a man would date a woman, if you were 5'9", you would date a woman who's like 6'6"?
Why not?
What?
No, but the thing with women and dating shorter guys, I think it says a lot about the patriarchy. The reason why you won't date a short man is because it's this idea that the man should stand above a woman, that the man is the provider, he's supposed to be strong. How can you be strong and a provider when you're 6 inches shorter than me? That's why I think that women don't like short guys. It's not that short guys are ugly or short guys are lame.
No, there are a lot of short men who are very attractive.
But would you date them?
Listen, I'm tall for a woman.
Right.
So it's not that I wouldn't date a short guy. It's just that, first of all, my height, like how I feel about short, it's not to do with the man. It's to me. I wish I was shorter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, for a woman, I'm tall. I don't like it. But I could date someone who's the same height as me or taller. I could not date someone who's shorter than me.
Mm-hmm.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
I tried.
But it'd be hard?
When I tried, I just wasn't attracted to him. I just have to be honest.
Really?
I wasn't, no.
So they could be like physically attractive, handsome face, nice body, everything. But because there's something about them being shorter than you, it just really...
I think there were certain things about his personality that I already didn't like. And I just used the short things to be like, I don't like you.
I'm out. Like, that's it for me.
But I think it does have a lot to do. For me personally, I can't speak for all women, but the protection thing is real just because... I went through some things as a younger girl that I do desire in my husband to be a protector. So I low-key do feel like if you're like this little person, because I feel like I'm tall for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're like shorter than me and we're out and somebody tries to do something to me or whatever, like,
hey,
what are you supposed to do?
Just because you're short doesn't mean you can't fight.
No, that's true. That's true. But I will say as I've gotten older, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. Now, when I was like in high school, I was very shallow about it. I was like, absolutely
everybody
not.
Was. We were shallow about everything.
Yeah.
And I think another thing we were shallow about was clothes.
Oh, yes. Why are people so judgmental about what you wear? Are you buying it for them? Like, what is the problem?
I don't think I would care about what brands people are wearing, but I don't know.
I think where we went to high school played a lot in that, though. Well, in high school where we went, we were just surrounded by a lot of children or kids. Mm-hmm. Were we teenagers? Yeah. Teenagers that had access to a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I think the judgmental on what people were like, it was a lot of pressure on people to be like, oh, you need to wear like, okay, for girls, mm-hmm. I'll speak for myself. Like mm-hmm. during that time, it was very popular for girls to wear like pink, mm-hmm. like the brand pink, mm-hmm. Like Hollister,
Sperry's.
And Polo. Yeah, and Sperry's and
whatever.
Just whatever was like popular at the time. Mm-hmm. I think that
people judged you based on like if you were wearing
like
the
Nike,
brands.
And, yeah, like stuff like that, like Free Run.
It doesn't matter. Just because you don't wear name brands, it doesn't make you poor because you don't know that person's situation.
You could be super rich and just prefer not to.
Yeah. Like, even with me, we went to, like, a predominantly white high school, and I grew up in a white, like, golf course neighborhood. Yeah. So, when we first moved into our neighborhood, all the white neighbors were peering into their window and looking at us and be like, ugh, they were probably saying, oh, the niggas are here.
Right. Like, they're black. Oh, my God.
And my neighbor, we're really good with our neighbors across the street. They were telling us all the tea that the other neighbors
were
telling
them.
They were
talking about you?
Yeah. The other neighbors were telling them, how could they afford to live there?
How could they afford? Yo, that judgment is crazy. I see. Oh my gosh. Like, I have been in Highland Park or been to like a really like Tiffany's, Louis Vuitton. And I, like, even as a black woman, I could walk into one of those stores and the greeters won't even greet me. As if I don't have enough money to shop
there.
Are you serious? No, I'm very serious. Very serious. I went to North Park Mall, walked into Tory Burch, and they didn't say anything to me.
But how do you know they didn't? They haven't been doing that to like other people too?
I don't know, but I feel... Well, there have been instances where I walk in the store and they have greeted a white woman and not greeted me.
Wow.
But at that I can't say that particular time because I think it was like me and only like a couple other women in the store. Mm. But I had walked in by myself. They were already in. Mm. But he did not speak.
Mm.
And
that's
I was
crazy.
Just like, why not?
Okay, with restaurants and people that are servers, when somebody doesn't leave a good tip, do you think it's fair for that server to make judgments about that person? Like they're cheap or whatever? Because I don't personally think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair. And I read this post that I kind of sort of don't agree with. Someone was like, oh, if you don't have enough money to go out to eat and tip, then you shouldn't go out to eat.
Don't agree
I'm
with
like,
that.
I'm like, that's not cool.
Don't
because
agree
you don't
with
know
that.
Their situation. Mm-hmm. So like you said, like say if you invite me to dinner and I have just enough money budgeted to eat $20 worth. Mm-hmm. If my bill is like $19.56 and I can't tip, then I can't tip, you know?
I don't agree with you. If you don't have the money to tip, you shouldn't go out to eat at all. It's not, this was my hot take last week. It is not my job to pay you for your wages.
Right.
These companies, these restaurants, they need to pay their workers what they're owed. Why is it the consumer's job to
And they
pay
try
their
to
bill?
Make you feel bad about it. Like, I think even one time I went to Sonic and somebody was like, they only make $3 an hour.
Is that my fault?
I was like, am I the manager? Like, why? First of all, why am I? I'm not saying that you shouldn't tip people, but I'm just saying that's what you came to work to do anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, whether I showed up as a customer to tip you or not, your job was to show up here and work.
And
right?
My job was to pay for the meal that I ordered.
Now, I'm not, I tip, so I'm not saying I don't.
I tip only because I feel pressured.
I do feel pressured to tip. And I feel like the people who feel the strongest about it. I never been a waitress, so I don't understand it.
Right.
So I'm sure I'll get attacked about these comments and be like,
please
oh
be nice,
my
y'all. Please be nice to Mia.
I mean, it's cool. I've heard so many things, y'all. Y'all can say whatever. It don't bother me. But yeah, I mean, I do feel like it's a lot of pressure to tip. I don't think people do it because they feel like it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about gender roles now and like the judgment and the dynamic of different like men and women when it comes to gender roles. So how do you feel about them?
Like gender roles?
What is your idea of gender roles?
I think that, you know, men and women have their boxes that society placed them in. And I think that more and more we need to try and break out of that a little bit. My parents are Nigerian and gender roles in like Nigerian culture is strictly followed. A man does this, a woman does that. Okay. My dad has never washed dishes. My dad doesn't cook. My dad doesn't clean the house. Like my mom does all of that kind of stuff.
So do you feel, is there anyone in your family or that you know that is Nigerian that is don't follow those rules and they're judged for it?
Oh, and they're judged for it? I don't know if they're judged for it because I don't think people know about that situation. But my friend Shone, like her dad like does stuff that traditionally like women would do.
Okay.
And like I don't know if he gets judged for it, but I'm sure maybe if his guy's friends found out that he was cooking, they'd be like, why are you cooking? A woman is supposed to cook. Like stuff like that. You
I
know?
Love when you do that. I love it. Oh my gosh. I guess for like, I don't know, like growing up, I mean, I grew up in America my whole life, so I don't really know like that much of a different culture because I don't think it's unacceptable or acceptable to do, like, to break away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there are some men who wash the dishes and take out the trash and do, okay, now the whole take out the trash thing, that's the only thing I
that you don't want to do?
I have done it before, but I don't want to do it.
Well, nobody wants to do it.
Right, right.
I wash dishes. Do I want to wash dishes? No. I clean. Right. Do I want to clean? No.
Well, I like to clean, though.
Oh,
I'm
don't.
I'm like an OCD freak.
Oh, please.
But I'm like, I've been living on my own since 18, and I hate taking out the trash.
I don't think taking out the trash is so bad. I'd rather take out the trash than wash dishes.
What? I'd rather wash the dishes than take out the trash.
Have you washed African dishes before?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm like, I come over and I'll show you. Water as a kid, so washing the dishes for me is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, okay, and I feel like I'm judged for like wanting to do certain stuff. Like people are like, oh, like you're always trying to be a wife. I'm like, no, like I enjoy washing clothes and folding them.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy cleaning up. I partially like to clean up because people don't clean how I like it. So I'm going to do it anyway.
You're going to do it your
way.
Yeah,
I'm going to redo it anyway.
Interesting. Interesting.
So yeah. Mm. And I'm very organized. So I feel like certain stuff that like people think a woman should do, like organizing the house and pay, that's just stuff that I would do whether I was married or not.
Mm. It's funny that you mentioned gender roles, because I feel like gender roles is something that people get judged upon.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that's males deciding to wear a color that is traditionally female, people say that's gay or whatever. Or there's other things that I could give a better example about.
There's some men who paint their nails and get okay, how do you feel about getting a pedicure and a manicure, even if you don't get them painted, just like maintenance.
Let me just say this. I am 22 years old. I've never had a manicure. I've never had a pedicure. I don't even know how to say manicure.
Manicure?
I don't even know how to say it. I've never had it. I don't have any. I don't see anything wrong with wanting to get one. I looked at my toes last night.
Okay.
I was like, I need
Maybe
to get
you need
something
one.
Done. I think that there's nothing wrong with being clean.
Yeah.
Getting a pedicure and getting a manicure is hygiene.
Exactly. Why would I want a man like touching me or in my face at all and your hands look all dirty?
Isn't that a turn off when you see a guy with like nasty ass, like long
nails? Y'all, fellas, go wash your hands, get a manicure, and get a pedicure, and stop being so goddamn macho.
They view it as feminine, so people will judge you, oh, you a woman, you this, you ain't.
No, I think it's feminine if you go in there and get some sparkles on your hand.
Or colors?
Now, the colors, I don't know, because personally,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that I'm cool with, like, whoever I'm with having, like,
colored
nails
on
there.
I mean, do you?
I don't know how I feel. I mean, do you?
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, if
for
that's
you,
then don't try to, you know, talk to me. Because I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're not going to be interested.
Because I'm going to go get my nails done. So what we both look like having green nails or black nails or nude nails.
Right. True. But that's something y'all can bond about. Y'all can both get your nails done together.
Yeah. He could just get a pedicure.
Oh my God.
He can get, you know, cleaned up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So I feel like another thing that we also get judged on is race.
Yeah.
I feel like since we went to like a white high school,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we were judged a lot because there were so few of us.
Black people.
So we,
yeah.
I kind of felt like having to act a certain way.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was annoying and we didn't need to do that.
And I feel like we, even in doing that, you still didn't fit in. Even
yeah.
if you did, like they would still talk about you behind your back
mm-hmm.
or be like, oh, like they think they this and they trying to talk proper. That
yeah.
is something that kills
yeah.
me. When people say you're trying to talk white if you're talking proper.
Mm-hmm.
No, like I know how to speak. I know how to put my words
mm-hmm.
together. I'm very
articulate.
You know, right.
And it's
I
not like you're trying to act
correctly.
A certain way. This is just
this
how
is
you
just
are.
How I talk.
Yeah.
When I moved from Alabama to Texas, all my friends back home in Alabama would be like, you think you all that. You talking like a white girl. I'm like,
that's
no,
so problematic.
Right.
That's so problematic because that's another judgment. You're judging somebody because you think black people are all supposed to look the same, act the same,
talk
dress
the same, do the same things. I'm like, that's absolutely ridiculous. Like, we are all just like everyone else, spread out in life, have different life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you look at one person and think that you're supposed to judge an entire race? That's like that's like saying if we were going to judge all white people off Donald Trump, then
yeah.
we shouldn't like any white people.
Yeah, that doesn't.
And I love
it's not
everybody.
Fair. Yeah, I like
right,
everybody
right,
too. That's
right,
not fair.
That's ridiculous.
And that's something that we also have to deal with. Because whenever I would go to the barbershop, I felt like I had to talk a certain way. I'd be like, hey,
because you're in front of all
what's up, nigga? Like,
yeah. because you're in front of all these men.
Yeah.
Feel like you have to present yourself
in a certain way. That's crazy. But that was when I was a kid. But now that I've grown up, I can do whatever I want.
Right. You can go in there, get your hair cut, and not say nothing and leave.
And
that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
But I just felt like they would be judging me because I don't like fit in or whatever. And I didn't feel comfortable.
Judgment is something that is going to continue for the rest of time. Mm-hmm. And though that's sad, people are just, that's how they are. They feel like they should talk about you and judge you and do all these things. I don't get it. I'll never understand it because I'm not someone that just walk around like, oh my gosh, she ugly.
Yeah, she this, she that.
No, I will judge people based off their personality.
Oh yeah.
And how they act. But I mean, when I say that, I mean that I've interacted with you probably at least consistently for 6 months and beyond, and I can clearly say, like, okay, not like she's fake.
Yeah.
Like she's
you fake reach a conclusion.
Fake. Yeah.
But it's not like you're jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah, I didn't just meet you and be like, ooh, girl, you ugly, your eyebrows is messed up, your feet is crusty, and I don't like you.
Yes. I love that. There's
a
difference.
Give everybody a chance.
Yes, give everybody a chance. And it's funny because I think that's good. There's a difference between reaching a conclusion
Absolutely.
And jumping to conclusions.
Woo!
That's a word. That's a word.
That'll preach.
That's a word.
That'll preach for sure. So let's talk about cheating and judgment. Do you feel like if a woman cheats versus a man cheating, that they are judged the same way?
Well, first of all, there's this saying that black people or black men don't cheat.
Please get out of my face with that.
Next. I just want to say everybody cheats.
Okay.
And I think the black men don't cheat thing, isn't that a joke? Or is it like there's black men that truly believe that?
No, there's some black men that truly believe that other black men don't cheat.
That's
and
so
the black men that are believing black men don't cheat are the ones who are cheating. So please cut the crap.
But
absolutely not.
Yeah, I think that women get it worse than men when it comes
Absolutely.
To cheating.
Absolutely. All of a sudden she's a hoe and she's just nasty and she sleep with the homies and she loving the crew. But guys cheat, like you said, no matter the race, all the time.
Yeah, I think both parties cheat. I don't know if men cheat more than women.
So someone said that a man cheating and a woman cheating is different. They said if a woman cheats, it's emotional. If a man cheats, that it's just physical, that y'all can sleep with a woman and it not mean anything to y'all. I think that's BS.
I think it's BS on both sides.
Thank you.
You can't make an excuse for one gender cheating and the other
Exactly.
gender cheating. Cheating is cheating.
Right. And cheating is not just physical.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wait. I disagree. Polar opposites. I disagree.
What?
Say that again.
I'm shocked. Cheating is not just physical.
No, I think cheating is physical.
No, it's not just physical. Meaning, like, you can cheat in a physical, but you can also do other things that are cheating. Like, if you're in a relationship, if you're texting somebody else, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Hanging out with somebody else, that's cheating.
But I think
kissing, even if you don't go the full, you know, home run, cheating.
There's physical cheating. There's social cheating.
Yes. Emotional cheating.
Emotional cheating.
Verbal cheating.
Oh, we love it.
we love to see it. We love to see it.
Physical cheating is the worst form of cheating, I would say.
You think so?
Yes. What do you think?
I think physical and emotional would probably be neck and neck with me. Just because I'm a person who's very, like if I was in a relationship, like, I very much am dedicated to that person, and that person is, like, my person. So if you're going out, like, seeking another woman in a sense of like, oh, she's praying for you, she's helping you with stuff, you trust her more
like
to
how
talk to me
Martin
about
Luther
stuff.
King was on the phone with that woman.
Okay. And he got a whole wife and kids and got her out here standing up Coretta.
People don't talk about it.
They
but,
don't. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I don't like. People don't want to say, oh, Martin Luther King, they're like, oh, he changed this country, so he's a good man.
Which is true.
It's true, but he had a whole wife and was cheating on her
and
probably
don't
had
talk about
other
it.
Children outside of his marriage, and that makes him still a good man just because he changed this world. So that would make Bobby Kennedy a good man. That would make JFK a good man. All these powerful men who cheated on their wives but made an impact.
Okay,
so
question.
If y'all found out Barack Obama was cheating, he's still a good man?
Question. So if you cheat, that makes you a bad person then?
I feel like morally,
Really?
Because what morals do you have?
But it's a mistake. Can we not
Is
make
it a mistake if you do it all the time?
Okay, there's a difference.
Is it a mistake if you do it more than once?
No. It's a bad habit.
Right. So then you're absolutely a bad person.
I don't know. I think if you do it once, I see.
But this is my question.
Uh-huh.
If you feel the need to do it more than once, why not just walk out of the relationship?
That's the thing. Marriage and relationships isn't for everybody. Some people don't have the emotional maturity to handle being with just one person.
So then just say, I don't want to be with just one person. Don't keep cheating and hurting
somebody.
Person who wants to be with one person.
Yeah. You're right. We're making some
sense.
You're
making excuses. I'm not gonna let you do it.
Yeah, if you're doing it, if you're a repeat offender, you're a bad person. If you did it once, made a mistake, and rectified those mistakes,
I can say that
you're not a bad person.
I can say if you made the mistake, you were honest and forthcoming about it, and you truly are not gonna do it again, and it wasn't something that you had the intentions on doing. Mm-hmm. Then you're not a bad person.
Okay, but we came to the conclusion that women get it worse when it comes to cheating.
Absolutely. Either way, even if it was a mistake or was not, we're going to get it worse every time.
I will say, even though women get it worse, men get it bad too.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's this whole men are trash movement going on.
But see, men can be trash outside of cheating.
Uh-huh. And women can be trash outside
of cheating. Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. I don't agree that every woman is just this beautiful. No, absolutely not. I know some trash women.
Okay.
So,
yeah, people can be trash on both sides. So I think that we shouldn't.
But I think guys, y'all just have like a different level of trash. Some females do too. There are some females starting to act more like men.
Really?
Yeah. Y'all think it's okay to like string 15 girls along at one time, even if you're not in a committed relationship. Y'all have this mindset of like, oh, that's not my girlfriend. So if I want to talk to and sleep with 15 other girls, then I can do that.
But who's stopping you?
I'm not doing that, though. So nobody's stopping me because I'm not sleeping with anybody.
I know, but who's stopping a woman from doing the same thing? If you,
but that's what I'm saying. Because y'all have done that, now some women are like, yeah, I can be a hoe and okay,
yes,
I don't care.
Be a hoe. Don't get mad, hoe. Get a bag, hoe. Isn't that what Megan Thee Stallion said?
I don't know. Okay. I only know like three of her songs.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
That's so funny.
Don't be mad. Okay.
Get a bag, hoe.
Okay.
So yeah, our bottom line with judgment is that we all do it. But if you know you're, you know, making a mistake, we should understand the problematic nature of our judgment. But also I want to point out that judgment could also protect you. Whenever you're making preconceived notions about you, it could be like a protection thing where you want to protect your heart.
Trust your discernment. Yeah. Now, like you said, it's a difference between jumping to a conclusion and coming to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. So if that judgment of a person or a situation is you coming to a conclusion and you know that you're not supposed to deal with that person or be in that situation, then please make the best decision for you.
Exactly. We all judge, but
we all do it.
We all do it.
It's just human nature.
It is. And
like you said, it could be good or bad. Just don't let your judgment be nasty. Mm-hmm. Don't be a nasty person.
And you can't control the judgments that are made about you
either. About you, yeah.
People are going to judge you based on your clothes, based on your hair, based on your skin color.
You have to learn that if you open up yourself, and this really goes for like social media. Mm-hmm. If you open up your life on social media, even if you don't post everything, people are going to judge you regardless. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I used to be like so on the defense and be like, no, I have to like, if somebody's judging me and the story's not right, I have to prove it. But I'm
you don't owe anybody an explanation.
The truth always comes to the light. So I really don't owe anybody.
No, you don't. So guys, people are going to love you. People are going to hate you. But you can't, you know, let what people think about you affect how you go about navigating the world.
Preach.
Yeah. So that's that. So Mia, what have you been listening to?
Okay, honestly, y'all, I feel like y'all are gonna talk about me, but I've been listening to like old school music.
Really?
Like I've been really on like an old school R&B type situation lately. I haven't done like a lot of new music. Now, only like new music I've been listening to is a song. It's called Hot.
Hot Girl Summer?
No. It's called Hot. I think it's by Gunna and Young Thug. It was on Young Thug's album.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I listened to that one. That's probably like the only newest song that I listened to.
Would you recommend that song?
I would. Okay. I would. Okay. I'm probably not saying it right, and they're probably going to talk about me, but that's cool.
Yeah, they're probably going to judge us, but who cares?
They're going to be like, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go listen to it for sure. If you have Apple Music, I only use Apple Music.
Me too.
I don't have Spotify.
Well, I haven't been paying for it because the coins aren't looking good at the moment.
You got to still use the student discount.
I know. I still,
All right.
I'm getting my coins together.
Okay,
but
hey,
in
sometimes
due time.
That is a hey, gotta get it together.
Is there any albums that you wanted to recommend or anything?
Sure. Okay, so, well, two of them are two gospel albums that
I've been
listening
to
a lot. Yeah, so Tasha Combs, it's called Grace. The whole album is amazing. It's very uplifting, even if you're not super religious or into God.
Spiritual.
It's a very just happy album that will, I feel like, uplift your spirit. So if you're ever going through some stuff, go check it out. And Travis Green, his is called Crossover, and it's also like that. He's a youth pastor.
Okay.
So he does a lot. It's not just, like, yes, it's gospel music, but I also feel like it's it's inspiring.
Yes. So. Cleanse your palate from the rap, guys.
Yeah, sometimes I know. Everybody nice was probably like... expecting me to be like, oh, this trap, R&B, rap, hip-hop no. album. But sometimes it is good to just have a change in pace in your atmosphere in which you listen.
Exactly, because I don't even listen to rap. That's not my most listened to genre. Yeah, no. I listen to R&B.
Okay, just because so,
I just get a headache R&B, after listening gospel. To all that. Yeah, yeah, you know, nigga, nigga, money. Like,
it is. I gotta be in the mood. Yeah. I gotta be in the yeah. mood.
When
it, for sure.
When I'm at the club and we're getting
for
it.
For sure.
Then
yeah.
You can play that,
yeah. But. Oh, that's another thing we can talk about another day. Yeah. Judgment and drinking.
Okay.
Woo.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I'll be guys. Back for yes. that episode.
Mia will be back.
Woo.
All right. So I think that's about it for this episode. Yeah, if you guys want to send us a letter, you can always email us at polaropposites.pod@gmail.com. And I love talking to you guys. I really appreciate you guys listening. There's a map where I get to see where everybody's listening, and it's so cool to see where you guys are from. People from Florida, California, all you listeners in Chicago, I see you. Everybody in Tennessee, where else? Everybody in Texas, I see you guys, and I really do appreciate you guys listening. It means so much to me. And thank you for joining me, Mia.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
What you're doing is so cool. It's amazing. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be a part of
thank
it.
Thank you,
and
thank
please
you.
Remember the little people when you blow up.
Yes,
remember
I will.
Us.
Of course, of course. Never forget the people that came before your come up.
Right, okay.
Yes, but yeah, this was a good episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week, and hang in there.
Bye, guys.
Bye.